Today's Shir in Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, and we're beginning Siman Mem Dalad, which is a short but important Siman dealing with sleeping while you're wearing tefillin. We've already discussed some of this. This would be an opportunity to fill in the complete conversation regarding the prohibition against wearing your tefillin while you're sleeping. And the Mechaber says, Kol Zman Shatfillin Berosho, while you're wearing your tefillin on your head, O Bizro, or on your arm, either the Shoyerosh or the Shoyad, Osur Lishon Behem Afilu Shinas Aroi. One is not permitted to sleep, even a temporary sleep. We'll define in a moment the temporary sleep, but one isn't even allowed to have a temporary sleep, certainly not a complete regular sleep in a bed while one is wearing tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah does bring down in Sif Katan Aleph that this is a gzeira, the gazrina, and shema yavo l'afiach behem, as we've already discussed. You may come to pass gas to have flatus while you're wearing the tefillin, which is a big bizoyon to the tefillin. And therefore the Mechaber continues and he says, Elo im hiniach aleihem sudor v'lo ha'yiso imo isha yoshein behem shinas aroi. If a person does intend to take a very short nap, a shinas aroi, and he puts some sort of a sudor on top of his head, on top of the tefillin, that will remind him, as the Mishnah Berurah will say in a moment, and as well, he doesn't have his wife with him, which we'll also explain in a moment, then this would be permissible. The continuation of the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Aleph says, V'ayidei hanochas hasudor aleihen, by putting this kerchief or some sort of a cover on top of your tefillin, will remind you, yizkor sheyesh tefillin olav, that you're wearing the tefillin, v'lo yavo l'afiach, and will hopefully remind you to control your bodily functions and you won't pass gas in them. Likewise, in Siv Katan Beis, he says you can't have your wife with you, because if your wife is with you, you can't wear the tefillin even on a temporary basis. Avol mishto imo osur gizeru shema yishamish ben, because even though you're not planning to go to sleep, but you may forget yourself, and if you're wearing your tefillin, you may come to have relations with your wife, and that would be, of course, forbidden. In Siv Katan Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, you could sleep with them with the caveats that we just said. V'lo choshiv hesech hadas. This isn't considered a hesech hadas if you just take this little dremel, this little short sleep with your tefillin on. Unless, what is considered a hesech hadas, an interruption from thinking about the tefillin, is if you're lightheaded or if you're engaging in too much frivolity, so that would be considered inappropriate. The issue footnote number 2 brings down that schok hanechshav lehesach hadas, this frivolity, this lightheadedness that's considered hesach hadas, it brings down from the Sefer Moruk Tziya that it's only davkus schok sheish b'kalis rosh, there's only a lightheadedness that is inappropriate. Avos schok shel mitzvah, if the person is very lightheaded because he's doing a mitzvah, that's not considered hesach hadas. And in regards to stam, a lightheaded type of, that's not inappropriate, but not zvar mitzvah, he's not sure whether you could wear your tefillin while you had such thoughts. He then does bring down that the Mishnah Berurah had already told us earlier that one shouldn't talk anything that's dvarim b'talim while one's wearing the tefillin, if at all possible. Kivan shemilvat is dvarim b'talim hu gamboi dezele de hesech hadas, because even though it is maybe not 100% osur, but it certainly is going to lead you to say dvarim b'talim and have hesech hadas. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Avol kishu osik b'mlachto v'mnaso. If a person is working, as I've mentioned many times now, they used to wear their tefillin all day, including when they were at their jobs. And this is not considered a hesach hadas. They ain't died to alei a mamush. And even though he's working and he's not thinking of his tefillin every second, that's not called a hesach hadas, and zinikra hesach hadas. Unless imlo shematri daito kol kach letzorchei aguf ad shelavavo ponem yira shemayim machmas tudoso. Unless the person is so involved, so engrossed in his labors that he's doing, that he totally forgets about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then that would be inappropriate. But regular work would not be. V'kein shu yoshin shochei achav le'olam. And likewise, when a person is sleeping, he forgets what's going on in the world. And that's why it's not considered a hesach hadas over here if it's just a shinas aroi. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah tells us the halacha lemaisa. Umikom makom mitzvah min amuvcha, the preferable thing to do is sheyedai to tomid al tefillin. One should constantly, when he's wearing the tefillin, have his mind on them. V'shelo yasiach daito min, and he shouldn't have any sort of a hesach hadas from them. Limshoch ulaharib b'machshavos ros, to go and think about anything that's inappropriate. And the issue footnote number 4 brings down from the Ishei Yisro. This is because if you're mesiach das from your tefillin, you're actually not being kaim the mitzvah, because you have to be thinking about the tefillin and being kaim the mitzvah properly. And furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, mitam zechayv l'mashmesh kol shor, shlo yasiach daito mehen. brings down the name of the Bach. The people have the custom to go and touch the tefillin to remind themselves that they're wearing the tefillin and not to lose sight of the fact that you're wearing the tefillin. We've already discussed this previously. Dirshu, footnote number 5, he does bring down that when you go and are mishamesh the tefillin, when you're touching the tefillin, you always touch the shoyad first and then the sharosh, because you want to, don't want to be passing over the mitzvah. Mistami, your hand is closer to your shoyad than it is to sharosh. Furthermore, he brings down the Aruch HaShulchan, as well as others, Chayi Adam, bring down that the person has the minhag, many people have the minhag to go and kiss the tefillin. He brings down that Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal would go and use the, not his hand to touch the tefillin, but he would take the ritzuah to touch the tefillin and then kiss it. All of these are wonderful, beautiful customs that show and enhance one's love for the mitzvah of tefillin. In addition, in footnote number 7, he brings down that by touching the tefillin, you also make sure that they're in the proper place and that they won't be out of the right place and you'll be yotzei the mitzvah. Then the Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, Zulas b'shas ha-tefillah v'alimud, when you're actually davening or you're learning, so then, ain't tzarech li'tein daito b'tefillin. The purpose of the tefillin is to remind you of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're davening or you're learning, you're already thinking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, technically, when you're davening or learning, you don't have to go and think of the tefillin. It's almost self-evident that you're thinking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Sivkot and Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah writes that you're allowed to, in this situation that we just described, take a temporary little nap. Vein shiul is there. What is the definition of a temporary nap? So he writes, there is no definite, specific amount of time. He then, however, brings down a Yesh Omrim, who says it's Kidei Hiluch Kuf Amma, the amount of time that it takes one to walk 100 Amma, about 200 feet or so. And this is the amount, Huchelech Samach Zayin Mishor Bekeruv. This is about a 67th. Of a shah, of an hour, about, approximately. The Chayim Pasach Agro B'Beyura, and likewise the Vilna Gaon, Paskin this way as well. Incidentally, the Chavetz Chaim brings down in the Bir Halacha, Dibur HaMaskal, Afinu Shit Nasaroi, that not everybody agrees that you couldn't sleep a temporary sleep with the tefillin on. The Rosh and the Ri actually matter it, and the Gro seems to be no to this opinion as well. However, in order to even allow this, according to those opinions, you have to fulfill the other conditions that we'll speak about in a moment, about putting your head between your legs to make sure that you don't fall fully asleep. Again, the halacha lemaisa is, however, that we do not wear our tefillin even for a temporary sleep. What is the definition of a temporary sleep? So in Dirshu footnote number 8, he goes through a great arichus to discuss this, and he brings down from Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg Zatzal that it depends under many different situations what we would consider a temporary sleep. Ayin Shom to go through some of the details. He also points out from Yashiv Zatzal that if a person is sleeping even in an upright position, for example on an airplane, but it's a regular full sleep or at least as close as possible to get on a crowded airplane overnight sleeping, so then one does consider that a Shinas Keva and not a Shinas Aroi. The Mechaber then continues and he says, V'ketzaru Oseh, how should one conduct themselves if he is going to wear his tefillin while he is taking this little temporary nap. Miniach rosho bein birkov, he has to put his head in between his knees. V'yoshev, and he has to be in a sitting up position. And then v'yoshev, and can take this temporary little sleep over here. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Hey explains, the lav hachi, if you don't do it in this way, chayshino shema yavo lishtaka b'shnas keva. We are concerned that you're going to go and fall into a more deeper sleep, what's called a shinas keva. The issue footnote number 9 brings down that if you actually see somebody doing this, you're of a chiv to go and wake them up. He brings this down in the name of the Prima Godim. The Mechaber continues and he says, Hayu tefillin keruchim biyado, if you have your tefillin wrapped up around your hand, mutalishon behen afilu shinas keva, then you can go to sleep in a full sleep because you're not wearing the tefillin, they're just wrapped around your hand, and since they're wrapped around your hand, we're not concerned that they're going to fall. As the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Vav explains, lo chayshinu bazeh lahafocha, we're not concerned that you're going to pass gas, kivin she'en an olah, because you're not actually wearing them. In fact, in Dirshu footnote number 10, he points out that if the tefillin aren't on you tightly and in the proper place, a person's not considered as if he's wearing tefillin. We brought this down in terms of making chas v'sholem multiple brachos levatolos every day of your life if your tefillin aren't in the right place. And he brings down here too as well, ki'ilu munachas bekufsa. It's as if they're still in the tefillin zek. You don't get credit for wearing them if they're not in the right place. So therefore, this is a cool over here, since they're not in the right place, so one is not considered sleeping in the tefillin. He brings down that we had already learned in the Mishnah Berurah previously, and we learn it again in Siman Kof Gimel, that if a person is not able to control himself and he has to go and pass gas and he doesn't have time to take off his tefillin, he should just move them out from the right place, and that's considered as if you're not wearing tefillin. The Mechaber continues and he says, "V'im ochazam b'yodo," but if you're holding your tefillin in your hand, it's not wrapped around your hand, "einun kruchim b'yodo," then also lishon behen afilu shinas aroy, then you can sleep in them, even a temporary sleep, as the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Zayin explains, the chayshin and shema yiplu miyodo, we're concerned that the tefillin will fall out of your hand during your sleep. The Ramah then says, everything that we've been talking about now is when you're holding the tefillin themselves. They're not in a zekel. But if you're holding them in a zekel, in the tefillin bag, avo benartikon, then b'chol inyan shari, then none of these concerns apply because you're not wearing the tefillin and not concerned that the tefillin will fall on the ground. Why is that? Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Ches explains, tafilu im yiplu ala karka, because even if the tefillin were to fall on the ground, they're in the tefillin bag, ein chashash kol kach, it's not as terrible. Not the Chas HaShalom think that this is a good idea, however, it's not as terrible. Ulefikoch im novlu ben artikon, in Dirshu footnote number 12, he brings down that if your tefillin did fall, shalonagul and asanos, we don't have the custom, if your tefillin fell inside the tefillin bag, that you should fast. However, he brings down the Elie Rabba, which we've already brought down previously as well, that the minhag is to give tztaka in this situation. The Mishnah Berurah continues and it concludes. Vayim bir v'agro, it brings down the Vilna Gaon. Shekosu the daf gim hanartik machzich tefach os choshiv chatzitzel hafzik bino la karka. The tefillin bag has an ability to hold the tefach over there. Then it's considered a separation from it on the ground, and one could even put it down technically on the ground. And that's what Dirshu footnote number 13 talks about in terms of putting your tefillin down directly on the ground. So if there is this tefach over there, then you could put it on the ground. And if it's not specifically made for the tefillin, you're putting it not as the tefillin zekel, but you have some sort of a bag and you put the tefillin inside of it. So even if it's smaller than a tefach, since it's not called a tefillin bag, there's not a problem in technically putting it on the ground. This concludes Simen Mem Dalet. Now we begin Simen Mem Hei. Sif here discusses wearing tefillin inside a cemetery. And the Mechaber starts off in Sif Aleph. Osu likones beves hakvoros o besoch arba amos shel meis utfillin berosho mishum loeg lorosh. The Mechaber says that if a person enters into a cemetery or walks within 4 amos of a grave, that's inappropriate and wrong because this is something called loeg lorosh. A person is ridiculing the dead, and therefore it's also to enter into the cemetery or walk within Dalet Amos of a grave while you're wearing a tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Aleph writes, this includes, afilu toch Dalet Amos shel mokom haschalas hakvarim, even within four amos of the start of the kvarim. Also, gam kein osur, ileko mechitzom avsekes b'neim. You can't even go up to the cemetery and be within 4 amos of it unless there's a wall there, some sort of a mechitza protecting you from the graves. Then you can go right up to the mechitza, and that's not a problem. The Mishnah Berurah then asks, why didn't the Mechaber say both of these two halachos together? He should have said, v'ha delo erev biyachad v'yomar. He didn't combine them together and say, asu lelech toch dalet amos shel kever. You can't walk within 4 amos of a kever, o shel meis, or of a dead body. So he says, Das Hamogen Avram, the Bolu Rames de Bimukom Besakvaros, Vilifdim, Osra Filu Rochok, Dalet Amos Minakever. This is because the Mechaber brings down the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Mogen Avram, who says that inside a cemetery, even when you're not within 4 amos of a kever, you can't wear your tefillin. But then he says, Yesh Mekilim is there. There are those that are Mekil, even within a cemetery, as long as you're not within 4 amos of the mace, to go there. And he says, this is discussed more in the Bir Halacha, the Be'emtza Beis HaKvaros, Sheyesh Kvarim Soviv, Nira Diyesh LaHachmer. Says that it's best, and that's why he stated it this way, that inside a cemetery, one should not go within the cemetery with your tefillin, even if you're not within Dalet Amos, one should be Machmer. Afilu Rochok Dalet Amos Min HaKever, again, even if you're more than 4 amos from a kever, but if you're in the cemetery, you shouldn't go there. Masha'en Kim Besov Beis HaKvaros, as opposed to outside or at the edge of the Beis HaKvaros, where there aren't any graves there, the Ein Sham Kvarim, Rak Tuhuk Tzakar Kul Kvarim, but it's designated eventually for be for graves, Ein Lahachmir Medina Berochok Dalet Amos Min HaKever. Then you don't have to worry that you're within the cemetery, since there are no graves over there, as long as you're more than Dalet Amos from any grave, you're okay. Then he concludes, Yafa Pike, Nocho Shalo Yichnos, Klal Betvilin Shabarosho, Koshu Lifnim Mimchitzes Basic Forest. Then he says, the bottom line is, don't go inside a cemetery even if there are no graves there. Shema Yiskari Besoch Dalet Amos, Shleza Kever Bli Das, because even though right where you are there are no graves, but if you're within the cemetery, you may end up going within 4 amos of a grave without realizing it. Bli Das. In Sivkot and Beis, the Mishnah Berurah states, "V'kos avateres zekeinim, dechol oso ched deshameis munach bo choshuv kidalet amos shomeis." If you have a room that a mace is in, that entire room has the status of Dalet Amos. In other words, don't go in that room with your tefillin on, even though you're physically more than Dalet Amos away from the body, but the room halachically has the status of being within the Dalet Amos of the mace. He brings down a Mogim Giborim, Cholek Olav. The Mogim Giborim disagrees with this Ateres Akedim, and he writes, because of the Eino Tofes Rak Dalet Amos, he says that it only is the Dalet Amos of the physical nature within the body, four amos within the body, and not the rest of the room. He says, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ayin Shom, which Dirsho, footnote number one, writes, Kein Pasek HaChazonish, Shel Inyan Zeh Lo Amrinan Kula Beso Kedalet Amos. In this regard, we paskin l'kula, that we don't say the entire room has the status of Dalet Amos. However, Omnon L'Inyan Isser Achila L'Fnei Ameis, but in regards to the din that in Yoridei, that states that you're not allowed to eat within four amos of a body, then he says, that does include the entire room that the mace is in. Afilu michutz li'arba amosov. Brings down, however, the Piskei Tshuva, who says that this is dependent upon a machlokus of the Taz and Shach, whether we paskin like this. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, Afilu kever shel katan, shadayin lo'igil l'chal mitzvos. Even if the nebuch, the grave, is from a katan, a boy under the age of bar mitzvah, who hasn't yet reached the age of mitzvah, so therefore there's no concept of ridiculing lo'eg l'rosh in this situation because he never wore tefillin. Afilu hochi ein lichno shom b'tefillin b'rosh mishum lo'eg l'rosh. Even in this situation, we don't walk within Dalet Amos of such a kever while we're wearing tefillin. The issue, footnote number two, explains that this is similar to what we discussed in regards to tzitzis as well, shechoshishim shemo nishmas odom godolhu, because of this concept of gilgul, of reincarnation, so to say, of a neshama from a previous generation. So you have to be concerned. By tzitzis, we don't wear that within the grave. So too, the tefillin shouldn't be worn within Dalet Amos of the grave. And in Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, tzaru shegam haritzuas tiana mechusos. When you're in the cemetery, you have to make sure that the ritzuas are also covered up. Lefikach, afal pi shemutu lichnos betfilo shoyad, levada, even though technically you could walk into the cemetery with the tefilo shoyad on, since it's covered up, hol vu mechusa, nevertheless, tzaruch lizara bi ritzua shaletz bo, shetia gamkin mechusa. You have to make sure that the ritzua part that extends out to your fingers, which is not covered up by your shirt sleeve, which is visible, is covered up, because the concern of loig l'rosh applies here as well. That concludes today's shiur.